Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are watching their 4- and 5-year-olds step forward, take charge, and show initiative in the most amazing ways. And sometimes, that can feel a little overwhelming, can't it? Maybe your little one wants to be the leader in every game. Maybe they're organizing their friends, making decisions, or insisting on doing things their way. And you might be wondering, is this normal? Should I encourage this? How do I help them become a positive leader without being, well, bossy? Oh, my friend, I want you to know something important. What you're seeing is not a problem. It's a gift unfolding. Your child is in one of the most beautiful developmental windows for building confidence, initiative, and leadership skills. And you get to be their guide through this magical time. Let me share what the magic book has taught me, along with what researchers and child development experts have discovered about this wonderful stage. First, here's the truth. When your 4- or 5-year-old wants to take charge, their brain is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children shows us that children who are socially and emotionally healthy demonstrate greater motivation to learn and higher academic performance. And you know what helps them become socially and emotionally healthy? Having caring adults who respond with warmth and provide opportunities to practice these emerging skills. The CASEL framework, which guides social and emotional learning, tells us that self-efficacy and growth mindset are foundational to children developing initiative and leadership. Your child is learning to set personal goals, show courage to take initiative, and demonstrate agency. These are the building blocks of confident, capable humans. Now, I know what you might be thinking. But Inara, sometimes my child seems too confident. They want to boss everyone around. They get upset when things don't go their way. And here's what I want you to understand. Child development experts at HealthyWa explain that 4-year-olds are developing confidence in their abilities, and they can fluctuate between being too bold or too timid as they explore leadership roles. This is completely normal. They're learning to find balance, and that takes practice, patience, and your gentle guidance. Think of it this way. Your child is like a young tree learning to stand tall. Sometimes they sway too far one direction, sometimes the other. But with your steady presence, they'll find their center. So how do we support this beautiful development? How do we nurture positive leadership while teaching cooperation and kindness? The research gives us such wonderful guidance here. First, model the behaviors you want to see. When children observe adults demonstrating warm, respectful leadership, they learn what positive leadership looks like. Show them how leaders listen to others, consider different ideas, and make decisions that help everyone. Second, create opportunities for age-appropriate leadership. Let your child help plan a family activity. Ask for their ideas about solving small problems. Give them responsibilities that matter, like being the snack helper or the story chooser. When they experience leadership as service and helpfulness, they learn that being a leader means caring for others. Third, teach the difference between being a leader and being bossy. You can say something like, "Leaders listen to everyone's ideas and help the group work together." Let's practice being that kind of leader. When they're playing with friends and trying to control everything, gently coach them. You could say, "I see you have great ideas. Let's ask what your friend wants to do too, and then you can work together." Fourth, celebrate their initiative. When your child tries something new, takes on a challenge, or helps someone without being asked, acknowledge it. You can say, "I noticed you helped your little brother find his toy." That's what leaders do, they help others. This reinforces that leadership is about positive action and caring for others. And here's something beautiful. The magic book has a story that shows this so perfectly. It's called Maui and the Sun, and it's a traditional Polynesian legend about a brave hero who saw that his people needed help. In this story, Maui notices that the sun races across the sky so quickly that his people don't have enough daylight to finish their work, grow their food, or enjoy their days. And instead of just complaining about it or waiting for someone else to fix it, Maui decides to take action. He shows courage, he shows initiative, and he shows leadership. But here's what makes this story so special for teaching positive leadership. Maui doesn't do it alone. He works with his brothers. He listens to advice. He persists even when the task is difficult. And his goal isn't to be in charge or to show off. His goal is to help his people, to make life better for everyone. When children hear this story, they see what real leadership looks like. It's about stepping forward when help is needed. It's about being brave even when something is hard. It's about working together and caring for your community. These are the exact qualities we want to nurture in our children. After you read this story together, you can have such beautiful conversations. You might ask, what brave thing did Maui do to help his people? When have you helped someone even though it was hard? What could we do together to help our family or our friends? These questions help your child connect the story to their own life. They start to see themselves as capable helpers, as people who can make a positive difference. And that, my friend, is the foundation of healthy leadership. The Magic Book also reminds me that every child's leadership journey looks different. Some children are naturally outgoing and take charge easily. Others are quieter leaders who influence through kindness and creativity. Both are beautiful. Your job isn't to make your child into a certain type of leader. Your job is to help them develop their unique strengths while learning to work well with others. And please, be patient with yourself and with your child during this learning process. There will be days when your little leader is bossy and inflexible. There will be moments when they struggle to share control or listen to others. This is all part of learning. When these moments happen, take a deep breath, stay calm, and see them as teaching opportunities. You might say something like, I can see you really want to be the leader right now, and you have wonderful ideas. Let's practice being a leader who listens to everyone. What do you think your friend wants to do? The research is so clear on this. When parents and educators respond with warmth, provide intentional coaching, and create opportunities for children to practice leadership in age-appropriate ways, children develop stronger self-efficacy and social competence that benefits them throughout their lives. You are doing this, my friend. By being here, by learning, by caring about your child's development, you are giving them exactly what they need. You are their first and most important teacher of what it means to be a good leader. So here's what I want you to remember. Your child's desire to take charge, to make decisions, to show initiative, these are signs of healthy development. With your gentle guidance, these qualities will blossom into positive leadership, confidence, and the ability to make a real difference in the world. The Magic Book and I believe in you, and we believe in your amazing child. You've got this, my wonderful friend. If you'd like to explore more stories that teach leadership, cooperation, and confidence, you can find them all in the Book of Inara app. We have so many beautiful tales waiting to support your family's journey. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams and starlight.